Okay, I'm here at the Hamilton Hill Juneteenth celebration in Schenectady Central Park, and there's a lot of authors out here. And I'm lucky to get interview with one of the authors by the name of Kareem Robinson, right? How you doing, Kareem?
Good, good. Thank you.
Kareem, I see you got a book here called Mahogany Scripture. Is that the only book you wrote?
No, it isn't. I've also released a book entitled Chocolate Clouds, what was just released this year.
Okay. And that's the other book on your table.
Yes, it is. Okay. Yep.
Kareem, tell me something about yourself.
Well, I was born in Bridgeport, Connecticut. I was raised in the borough of Brooklyn, East New York, to be specific. I'm the descendant of African descent. My father, obviously, on the African side. My mother from Santa Isabella, Puerto Rico. I'm an independent poet, independent author. I just love to share my work and get out to people who can relate. And I cover several topics such as depression, social justice, food justice, also my love for black women and us being a spiritual people as far as African people goes.
So how did you get into writing, though?
I guess it was something that was inherited. My father, back in the day, in his time, as he would say, was a DJ. He was also a rapper, a hip-hop artist, I should say. So I guess it was kind of inherited. It just took for me to come to an experience to bring that out of me, that inner author in myself, that innovative creator that was within me all that time. I just had to go through an experience or come across something in general to bring that out of me.
Yeah, I know you're a cultured person, and your name is Kareem Robinson, but I've seen something say Kareem Ture.
Yeah, that's very interesting that you brought that up. So when I wrote my first book, Mahogany Scriptures, I was filling out the application form through Amazon, and I tried to put in my poet name, which is Kareem Ture. Kareem being my first name, Ture, I got it inspired by the Pan-Africanist Kwame Ture. So I took that last title because he's inspired me with his work. But by the time I was able to change the last name, it was already submitted. Amazon already approved it. So I just made a correction in my second book. I made sure I got it out that my poet name is Kareem Ture.
All right. So you was around when... you remember Kwame Ture?
I've studied some of his work, yes.
Did you ever meet him or see
him? No, unfortunately not. I was born in 93, and I'm pretty sure by that time he already had transitioned to the ancestors.
Oh, okay. Well, you're talking to somebody who did see him, meet with him, talk to him, everything. I know he died.
Yes.
Very revolutionary, brother.
Yes.
Always talked about organizing, right?
Yes, absolutely. Organization, not just mobilization.
That's right. Now, Kareem, before I talk to you about the chocolate... Clouds, tell me something about the Mahogany Scripture.
Yes,
the
Mahogany Scriptures was actually inspired by one of my favorite neo-soul singers, Maxwell, who was also born in Brooklyn, East New York. At the time, I was going through a heartbreak with my former female partner. So at the time, I was down in the dumps. And his album titled Urban Hang Suite inspired me, and it got me through it, and it inspired me to write. So I wrote about my hardship going through heartbreak, as well as people that I met, different women that shared their stories of me of depression and also contemplating suicide. And I also wrote things that my younger brother was going through. And I also wrote about the social injustice that was going on and within our communities, and that all those things kind of culminated and were the genesis and the foundation of me writing this book.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about the scripture part of it?
Scripture is just pretty much... to me, the way I interpret that is just collective writing of collective work for people to read through. I got the concept pretty much from one of the books I've studied, the Bible, and you know that's scripture too. People take whatever it is they may, and they interpret it, and hopefully they utilize it in a positive way, whatever they get from my work.
Now, this was your first book?
My first book.
Right, and what was the process like? Trying to. Put out this first book?
It was very time consuming. I obviously had to follow the law of risk and reward. I had to risk not doing certain things I was used to doing in order to get the ultimate reward, which is to put this book out, turn it into a reality, because it all started with an idea. So it was very time consuming. It was very sacrificial as far as things I had to sacrifice. But ultimately, I got it done, and a lot of people were in my corner to help me.
Okay. Now, let me ask you about the second book you said just came out.
Yes.
Chocolate Cloud. Now, what's that book about?
Yes, that book is more personal for me. I reveal my OCD. I reveal a time where I was going through depression. Also, it reveals a time where I've seen my fiance go through a tough time or watching one of her favorite people, her aunt die, you know, transition. And it's just a lot more personable. And obviously I touch on black male depression with myself, depression in general, being in love. I've dedicated a poem, I believe several poems, to my fiance, and me honoring my mother. And yeah, that's pretty much it. It's more personable in comparison to Mahogany Scriptures, where it was more other people's story than mine.
So what audience, or what are you trying to say to people in writing this book?
Pretty much practice with your poetry. That's one of my sayings that I have on my wristband that I created, and that applies to anything you do in life. You know, don't just sit there and talk about what you're going to do. Actually do it, because people respect you more when you stand in your word through action. So that's pretty much the message that I'm trying to get, and be unapologetic about anything that you do that you love, just as long as it's constructive and positive.
Now, today is Juneteenth, and you know, this is like a special day. So what are your what do you think about the Juneteenth day?
I think it's very, very pivotal, and it's imperative that we honor our ancestors. We stand on the shoulders of giants that paved the way for us, and it's very important, especially in this time where we have an administration that obviously doesn't care about us at all. But yet again, we shouldn't rely on them to care about us or do things for us. We should do things for ourselves. That's one thing that the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey preached. It's race first, do for self, and not be dependent on others. Because when you do that, you subject yourself to a slave.
Okay. So, Kareem, I just want to ask you a couple more questions. Now, if someone wants to get copies of your book, where could they get copies of your book?
Yes, you could get it on Amazon.com. Type in my name, Kareem Teray, or Kareem Robertson. Or you could go to my website, 33193poetryav.com.
So they could get in touch with you at that site, like if they want you to come by and talk about your book?
Absolutely. You could contact me on my website. Just send an email, and I'll respond immediately.
Okay. All right. That is Kareem Robinson. Thank you. And he has two books out called Mahogany Scripture and Chocolate Clouds. So you could get that on Amazon.com and at the website that he gave you. Yes. Thank you, Kareem.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.